Greetings. It is I, the Great One himself. It was a long week last week. It's a long week this week. I'm short on time. You may get a repeat on Friday, as you got one on Monday. In the limited free time I've had this week, I am making the choice to spend much of it with friends of mine. Played pinball and drank beer the other day, going out with a friend to drink some beer in conversation, going out with another friend to drink some beer in conversation. So you're going to get some repeats. I've been sitting here working on photography editing and listening to some Stefan Molyneux videos. I'll talk about some of this a little bit more in the future when I record an episode of Stating the Obvious, in which I will remind you that I am right. I am always right. I have never been wrong. And I'm going to talk about some things I said were going to happen, and they happened. Because I'm right. Because I'm always right. Because I've always been right. I will always be right. I've never been wrong. But I want to talk about this. A number of the Stefan Molyneux videos I listened to today, we're about the situation in Europe right now as the Muslims are coming in and beginning to assert their control. And I know I'm Islamophobic and all this other gay shit that you people who don't have intellectual arguments come up with. And it reminded me of a piece of commentary from one of my left-wing statist friends that I keep around so that I can know what the stupid people are thinking, because it's important to know what the stupid people are thinking. As we were drinking beer, we arrived somehow or another in a conversation. I should stop doing email while I record Anarchy Moment. It'd make it easier for me to focus. There were four of us, were having a conversation, and somehow or another we got around to, well, they got around to Donald Trump and his wall and how he's going to build the wall, which, as I've already said, first of all, Donald Trump is not going to be president. We'll talk about that in the future. But even if he becomes president, he's not going to build a wall. Just because you're the president doesn't mean you get to do anything and everything you want to do. It's not how the fuck it works. But the stupid people believe the president is a king who is all-powerful. Because remember, the Founding Fathers, well, not necessarily the Founding Fathers actually set up. I love, too, how nobody can understand the, what do you call it? Oh, fuck. Electoral College. All the stupid people I know, yeah, we have to get rid of the Electoral College because they're too stupid to understand that the President of the United States was never intended to be a king, a dictator, a person with all this unlimited power. The President of the United States was intended to be a relatively minor part of the government. The Constitution, flawed as it is, and statist as it is, you know, and I get, just if it's your first time here, I'm not one of those people, if we just go back to the Constitution, everything will be okay. No, full-fledged anarcho-capitalist, should be no government, should be no Constitution. We're living in the real world. The concept behind the Constitution was that Congress would be the seat of the most power. The president, if I remember correctly, because I haven't read the Constitution lately because I've given up on the Constitution, I have multiple copies floating around. I've read it in the past. I used to remember it much better. The president only has like 3, 4, 5 actual functions defined in the Constitution. The president is essentially just a figurehead. It was never intended to be as powerful as the president has become. There's a book written called The Cult of the Presidency, which you can read, and it will enlighten you a little bit, providing, of course, you can be enlightened. If you're a statist, then your brain isn't capable of thinking because you are inferior. And if natural selection were allowed to take place, you would be dead. And thus the Electoral College. The president was a minor member of the government who was supposed to be simply chosen by delegates from the states, and somebody would serve, and he would be no big deal. The president was not supposed to be this king-like, god-like messiah that you stupid people out there, that you fucking statist, that you nasty, filthy, disgusting, inferior people who could not survive were it not for the government to tell you what is and isn't food, and to give you permission to get married, and to create safe spaces for you, and to give you welfare. I'm not talking about the Electoral College, however. This is what I'm talking about. My idiot left-wing statist friend, who technically I refer to her as a friend, technically speaking, she's not really my friend, somehow we got on, they got, because I don't bring up politics, because I know none of them, that this is the same group of friends in which resides the individual who gives his wife, he and his wife both get mail-in ballots, he gives his ballot to his wife so that she can fill it out for him, because he said that if she votes for, say, for example, the Democrat, and he votes for the Republican, then their votes just cancel each other out. And so it's a waste of time. So he lets her fill out both ballots so that their votes count. I mean, this is a biological organism that claims to have testicles. You cannot be any further, whichever the correct fucking word is, from being a man when you let your fucking wife vote for you. Yes, there shouldn't be any voting. There shouldn't be a government. Democracy is the piece of shit, so forth, so on. Yada, yada, yada. Yes, true. The patheticness of letting your wife vote for you. Oh. They brought up the Trump and the wall and the trumpeting and the wall and the trumpeting and the wall, and we're talking about Mexican people walking across the desert. And then receiving, you know, free stuff and welfare and all these other things. And the supreme idiot in the group, because there's three of them with various levels of status stupidity infecting them. And the guy who lets his wife vote for him, believe it or not, is actually not the supreme stupid one. The supreme stupid one, who has a worthless college degree and hates all of her jobs and can't fucking go outside in the sunlight because she's scared of getting skin cancer. And as I pointed out before, humans evolved. I know humans evolved. I know that's scary to think about. Humans evolved outdoors in the fucking sun. If the sun on your skin gives you cancer and kills you, that's natural selection's way of telling you your DNA shouldn't be in the fucking gene pool. So anyway, that person, the supreme stupid one, supreme stupid statist, the SSS. The SSS said that because those people have crossed the desert, and crossing the desert is such a difficult thing to do, they deserve that free stuff. They deserve welfare, food stamps. They deserve affirmative action because they crossed the desert. And this is what those of us who are not stupid are dealing with. This is why it is a waste of time to argue with these people. And this is why Western civilization is doomed. Because these people, like the SSS, what they're really after, as I've said in some previous podcasts, is the destruction of specifically heterosexual white men who work for a living. But at the level beyond that, they want the destruction of Western culture. Because to them, Western culture has become representative of everything that is the six magic words: racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK. So if I go down to Mexico and then walk back across the desert, do I also deserve food stamps, welfare, affirmative action, free stuff? I suspect I wouldn't. What if I crossed the desert from the United States into Mexico? Would the government of Mexico, and by the government of Mexico, I mean, of course, the taxpayers in Mexico, be obligated to give me free stuff because I had walked across the desert? And when I stop and think about the inferior statist who hate heterosexual white men who work for a living, who hate Western culture, who hate philosophy and logic and freedom of expression and capitalism and success and all of this stuff. And when I think about how fucking blind, how unaware they are of what their true motivations are. Like, I think, and I'm not a mind reader, but I think that this girl is so fucking stupid that she doesn't know that what she really wants is to see Western civilization destroyed. Because, I mean, we're all pretty honest. If she had the self-awareness to know that she wants to see Western civilization destroyed, she would say it. But she actually, I believe, my theory is, again, not a mind reader, my theory is that she actually believes this shit that comes out of her mouth, that people deserve free things because they've walked across a desert. Here's what I want to put out to all those of you who think that the immigrants coming in to the United States or to Europe, especially the Muslims, who think this is so fucking wonderful because these people are so wonderful. Let me ask you a simple fucking question. If all these people are so wonderful, why are they leaving the countries they live in? Well, they're leaving the countries they live in, according to you, because the countries they live in are shitholes. So they're leaving the countries they live in, which tend to be socialist, tend to be very statist, very authoritarian, to come to the United States, which is slightly, very slightly, less statist and less authoritarian. Yet, you, the left-wing statist, the right-wing statist, the statist in general, the femistatist, the homo statist, the statheist, are trying to make the United States more authoritarian. You are. You're going to deny that, but every time you pass a law, that's more authoritarian. You're trying to make the United States more authoritarian and more socialist. None of these immigrants, none of these rapists, none of these Muslims are fleeing from countries that have capitalist systems where you can be successful. The countries they're fleeing are shitholes. And you're trying to make the United States and Europe more like the countries they're leaving. Furthermore, if all of these people are so fucking wonderful, why is it the countries they come from are such giant shitholes? Right? I keep getting told that Muslims are just like everybody else and there's nothing wrong with their religion. They're good. Okay, then why are all the Muslim countries shitholes? Why are all the Muslims leaving Muslim countries? If Muslims are so fucking wonderful, so enlightened and so intelligent and so tolerant and diverse and multicultural, and if Muslim countries are filled with Muslims, why are these countries such fucking shitholes? And then you'll say, because their governments are corrupt. But does that matter? Because they have to have governments, because otherwise who would build the roads? And remember, whatever governments do is right. You support governments, they support governments, you all want governments. You want somebody to tell you what to do. You want an authoritarian power controlling every aspect of your life. You want to ask for permission to get married. You want somebody to force someone to pay you minimum wage because you can't create enough value for other people to buy food in order to fucking stay alive. You want somebody to send flying robots to foreign countries to kill Muslims. You want all of those things. The government provides those. Government is your messiah. Government is your religion. The answer, as always, is anarcho-capitalism. It is natural selection. It is an environment where the people who can be successful will be successful and will not be penalized for it. And it just, the mental gymnastics I hear from people, both my friends and just shit on the internet and everywhere else, the mental gymnastics I hear for rationalizing why people should be able to come from one country, and yes, countries shouldn't exist, but they do. We're talking real world here. The mental gymnastics to rationalize why people should be able to come from one country to another country and just get free shit. Just be given free stuff because they came here. If these people are so goddamn wonderful and empowered and strong and independent and intelligent and hard, why don't they stay in the fucking country they came from and goddamn make that place a better place to live? Oh, that's right. Because it's a goddamn shithole. And they're going to come here. The United States, as fucked up as it is, slightly better than many other places on Earth. They're going to go to Europe, shithole that it is, fucked up in lots of ways, slightly less fucked up than a lot of other places on Earth, like all the goddamn Muslim countries where you rape 14-year-old girls and stone them to death for not being virgins anymore. All of these pieces of shit are going to come to Western countries and fuck those Western countries up and destroy them. And that, whether they know it or not, that right there is why all of you statist pieces of shit who support this unlimited and fucking wild-ass immigration and giving them free shit, that's ultimately why you want the immigrants to come to Europe and the United States. Is to destroy the Western culture that you think is evil and patriarchal and homophobic and racist and sexist, and yet has given you every fucking thing you have. computers, cell phones, Twitter, air conditioning, automobiles. None of this shit came from fucking Muslims. Not Muslims did not fucking invent this shit. But you're so desperate to see heterosexual white men who work for a living die that you are willing to destroy your own nation, your own civilization, your own culture. Because as I have said, I am quoted on the homepage of the website where the great quotes by me. A statist is somebody who hates her own freedom so much, she's willing to give up her own freedom to take yours away from you. And there are those of you out there who hate Western culture so much that you are willing to destroy that culture, even though it's also going to destroy everything you have and enjoy. And I can't wait until Sharia law starts being implemented in Europe and shortly after comes to the United States. And then you white women from North America are going to find out what the patriarchy really looks like.